I wish people knew.
I wish that people knew.
I would like people to know.
I wish people knew that.
Your Northern Michigan neighbors have things on their mind they'd like you to know about. This You Should Know is a series from Red Pine Radio, a new community radio workshop. Today we hear about the unique qualities of Grand Traverse Bay from a man who spent decades protecting it.
My name is John Nelson, and for 12 years I was the Grand Traverse Bay Keeper, where I worked at the Watershed Center, whose mission is to preserve and protect and restore the 1,000 square mile watershed of Grand Traverse Bay. The bay is very unique. It's deep, it's cold, and very rich in oxygen, and very low in nutrients. So that's what we're trying to maintain, is that nutrient-poor, oxygen-rich environment. The problem with nutrients is algae, because the nutrients will feed algae, which then use up oxygen. The biggest threat now is stormwater carrying nutrients into the bay. With more and more development, there's more and more impervious surfaces, whether it be roofs or driveways or roads, where the water cannot infiltrate into the groundwater, where it cleans itself. Even the tiniest stream is important because it's like the vascular system of your body, the little capillaries and everything. Those are what feed the larger streams, and then the rivers, and then the bay. So once the bay's polluted with nutrients, it's almost too late. We got to deal with upstream. What people can do is, if they live on the water, create a buffer between the water and your lawn with deep-rooted plants that will pull up the nutrients and take care of your septic so it isn't leaching nutrients into the bay or into the river or stream, whatever you live on. If you have a driveway and a parking area, maybe you could use pavers, which allow the water to infiltrate in, and then support work like the Watershed Center. So we're all about water.
That piece was produced for Red Pine Radio by TJ Harrison.